Blog Talk Radio.
Nobody ever told you. I just want to let you know that you're beautiful. Never met a girl quite like you. Yeah, listen. You look so good to me, girl. I just want you in my world. You're so beautiful. That's why you touch my soul. Your sexy smile and your pretty eyes make a man wanna go wild. I love your style. Girl, you turn me out. I can't help but looking at your sexy lips. Sexy hips. Girl, you turn me on. That's why I wrote this song. I want you to come to my home, girl. Just me and you alone, girl.
You're so beautiful to me.
Yes, you are.
Baby girl, can't oh,
you're so beautiful, yes.
Good morning, everyone. You're listening to Show Talk with Angela Butler. I am Angela Butler. Today's interview is with a gentleman who's going to be a treat for you all. His name is Ulysses. Did I pronounce your name right?
Yes, you did.
Yes, I did? Okay. And your last name, correct me, please, if I mispronounce it, Himarosa. Did I pronounce it right?
The name on my birth certificate, Americanized, is Peoples.
Okay. All right. Peoples. Okay. All right. And you come from a family of six, with you is 16 children?
Yes.
Oh, wow. Wow. And all of you are by your natural birth parents? Your mother and father
yes.
have the same mother and father? Oh, wow,
yes,
I'm surprised
is.
You haven't been on things like Jet or something like that.
We actually shun publicity.
You shun publicity. So this is your first interview?
Yes, it is.
So talk with Angela Butler. Okay, Ulysses. What was it like? What was it like growing up? And are you, you're the number son or number son or number five? Tell me. Tell everyone.
I was called a new baby. I'm next to the last.
Next to the last baby. Okay. So all of you are alive, all 16 of you?
15.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that. So what was it like growing up in your family? Did you have a lot of role models? Was there a lot of nosiness? I mean, was it crowded? Did the older brothers and sisters help out? Because you were next to the baby.
It was an unusual experience growing up in a household like that. I didn't realize that it was crowded until I was gone. It was always loud, boisterous, but not to the point of being vulgar or gross, because my parents wouldn't put up with that. There was a lot of camaraderie, and most of us ended up going to the same school at one time or another, at least six or seven of us. And we stuck together.
Stuck together. All right. That sounds wonderful. That does. That sounds like a family that's bonded. What were some of the things that your parents taught you?
They
taught
by example. My mother sacrificed a lot to raise us. She actually sacrificed her entire life from her young adulthood until the time she went home. And she taught by example. She always told us that she wanted us to be more than she was. She wanted us to graduate and go on and do things. And my home life, she showed me charity and love simply by the way she treated people. father was like a silent type, but we knew if we violated beyond bounds, we'd have to see him, and nobody wanted to do that. I remember once we were sitting down to dinner, and we got a knock on the door. And during that time, there were people that they call hobos on your door, and rather than beg, they would ask to do some work. Well, Mom let this guy in, let him wash up and sat him down, and she fed him the last of the food. When he got ready to leave, she gave him $2, which was a lot of money then. And the food that she gave him was what she was supposed to eat. So all of us made sure that she got something must to make her plate. But that struck me so hard that she would be so generous as to give her food to a stranger for some work. And that's embedded itself in me today. My mother was a giant of a woman.
Explain, please. What do you mean by giant of a woman? She sounds fantastic. Thanksgiving and kind-hearted.
She was.
She was. Okay.
Yes.
So your father was the silent type, and she taught you how to give back and how to be generous and humble and also to help other people.
And she taught me to be strong. She taught all of us to be strong.
Yes. Very important to be strong. Taught all of you that by talking to your, or like you said earlier, by example.
Mostly by example. When she talked, she would sometimes talk about her upbringing, what she went through. But it was always to give us a lesson that she wanted us to have much more than she had when she was growing up. She wanted us to go to school, finish school, and if we wanted to, go to college or get a job, be somebody, regardless of what you do, be somebody.
Be somebody. Okay, so what line of work are you in? What is your career?
I'm retired.
You're retired? Okay. From which career?
I was in the medical field.
The medical field, okay. So you help people who were ill, okay, to get better. All right. All right, so that, so your mother, did she stay at home? Did she work? Did your father work?
My mother was what they call a domestic now, but back then it was a maid. And my dad worked.
Okay. Domestic, and your dad worked. All right. They were working people.
Yes.
Do you work in the church? Did your family?
We were all active in the church coming up, and I still am today. God is a very real part of my life. In fact, he's the reason that I'm here. I give him all the glory and all the praise. Because were it not for him, I wouldn't survive some of the things that I survived.
All the praise, not good. Are you active in your church?
Yes, I am.
All right. So my understanding, your usher. Okay. You also, my understanding is when I've talked to you before is that you have food drives there in South Florida.
Yes, I do.
Okay. All right.
Duval County has a tremendous amount of food banks, and there's no reason for anyone to go hungry here. And I pass the word along to people when there are special drives coming up so that they can make an attempt to get their needs met, get something extra. Because no matter what you make on your job, it's never a bad idea to get some free food.
Okay. That's true. All right. So how do you manage, how does your church manage to get all the food? How do they manage
the
food? Maybe doing once or twice a week? Do you still do that?
Twice a week, yes. Tuesdays and Fridays. Originally, everything came from donations from the surrounding community. But the word got out, and the church got incorporated with Daily Manna and Harvest for Life, and now they receive donations from Publix and Harvey's and all the major stores. And they can serve up to 350 people on Friday, and Tuesdays for seniors, 65 and over. Usually there's 80 to 120, but everybody gets served.
Oh, you do it twice a week. I think that's wonderful. Do you know if they do it in other parts of Florida? Food drive?
It's done in almost every part of Florida, to my knowledge. But Duval County, I think, has a lock on the number of food banks. There's about 100 here.
About 100 people? Right.
About 100 food banks.
100 food banks. Oh, okay. 100
yes.
food banks. Well, no one has to go hungry.
No, there's no reason for anyone to go hungry.
So do you have, at the food drives, do any of your brothers and sisters, are you all, any of you in Jacksonville, I mean in South Florida?
I have a first cousin who lives here. She's disabled. And I have a second cousin who lives here who's active in her church, very active in her church.
Okay. All right. To have faith and have a love for people, charity in your heart.
I would
and
like
to give
to
back.
Show, yes.
Okay. All right. Okay. You know, when we last talked, I got the impression that you were really helping your family food-wise, cooking and helping to bury people. Is that still true?
Yes. Not
I am
now,
so
thank
sorry.
God, it's not. But at one time it was.
Okay.
At one time
not
it
now,
was.
But at one time it was like that?
Yes.
Yeah, okay. All right.
Life is a cycle and death is included in that cycle.
It sounded so disheartening and depressing to me. But like I said, you're a loving, kind person. You believe in family. So there's nothing wrong with that.
I believe in family tremendously.
Yes. Yeah. So do you ever have family reunion?
There was just a family reunion last year. I wasn't able to attend because it was on a cruise line and I was occupied. But, yeah, we have family reunions. We have a large, loving family.
Oh, that's wonderful. I think that is so wonderful. That is a blessing. So do all of the brothers and sisters that are living, I believe it's 16 of you and 15 living, do you ever talk? Do you ever get together? Are you all close? Do you talk on the phone? Do you Facebook each other? Do you email each other?
We do. We do all of the above. We stay in contact. It might be sporadic at times, but we stay in contact.
In contact with each other. Well, that's great. That really is, that you stay in contact with each other. So when you were growing up, you said it was crowded, but you didn't realize it till you left home. Were
yes.
all of you college graduates, or did you all just find good jobs and work when you were younger and middle-aged?
We split it. Some went to college, some went to work. I had a brother, a middle brother, who I was very, very proud of. He was the manager of Butler Shoe Stores in Pensacola, and I think he was the first black manager. He was extremely smart and very, very driven. But my older brother was my role model.
So what was it like when you said it was crowded? I know you sound like joy, too, but happy. It sounded like kind of happiness. It was loud, but it wasn't vulgar or things like that, or violence and things like that. So, how many bedrooms? I mean, just talk about what it was like and what it's like in current day time to have a large family like that.
let's just say we had one big camping, one big out camping in the woods. That's the only way to describe it.
Okay. All right. That's just it. Okay. All right. I'll leave it at that. Okay. All right. So did you follow in your parents' footsteps with, you know, the number of children, or did you decide to keep it down to one or two or three? You have a lot of nieces, nephews?
Yes, Lord. I have so many. I've been blessed in that respect. Tremendous amount of nieces and nephews. They're all beautiful. They're all very educated. The younger ones are actually learning faster than the older ones.
Oh, okay. I wonder why that is.
Okay. I think it's early exposure to the electronics of this age. And children have fertile minds, and their minds are very malleable. They can absorb more than perhaps their older siblings could because they weren't exposed to it so much. But you have kids mm-hmm. 4 and 5 years old who mastered a computer.
I believe that. I know that to be true. I know that to be very true. All right. So do you love children? Do you like children?
Yes, I do. And they like me.
What were your parents like? What were your parents like? I mean, I know they taught you by example, and I understand that your mother was a very giving, loving person. And she seems like a Christian, a person who loved the Lord and did everything she could to live right. But what advice did she give you when it came to family, starting a family of young? All of you, what did she raise her sons and daughters to believe in?
I vividly remember one episode. We were all told, in no uncertain terms, that don't go out there and start doing the nasty until you're ready to say I do. And one of my brothers kind of violated that. And there was a knock on the door one day, and it was the girl and her parents. Father had on the suit, the mother had on the dress, the daughter had on the dress. And they came in and sat down, and Mom shooed all of us out of the living room except my brother.
And
being
what
kids,
brother?
She kept him in there.
Okay.
But being kids, we glued our ears to the door. And I heard the man saying that, your son has gotten my daughter in the family way. And what are we going to do about it? My mom asked my brother, is this true? He said, yes, ma'am. She said, okay, we need to start planning a wedding. Oh, those of us in the hall were looking at each other like, a wedding? You get married? Well, they got married.
Were you there?
My mom didn't play. Yes, my mom didn't play about that. You are not going to violate the rules of God without paying for it. I remember also that we always woke up to the sound of my mom singing Christian hymns in the kitchen when she was fixing breakfast for us. That's a memory I'll treasure until the day I die because it set the pace for the way I live.
Okay.
I can't emulate her because she was such a remarkable person. My mother was not educated. She came from a larger family than us, and she stopped in the sixth grade. That's why she stressed education so much to us. But this woman who people would consider uneducated was one of the sharpest women I've ever known. Couldn't beat her out of a dime at the grocery store. She made absolutely certain we did our homework because she would sit there with us. And what she didn't understand, she would ask us. And once we explained it, she had it. So she was truly a woman, an amazing woman. She was. She was Mama Dear.
She was your what?
She was Mama Dear. That was my name for her, Mama Dear.
Mama Dear. Oh, okay.
Yeah. So Tyler Perry didn't come up with that.
Your mama, you named your mama that. Okay. I get it. So it sounds like you had a strong family and a sound upbringing. Usually when families are that large, it's a lot of chaos, but it doesn't sound like that in your family at all. It sounds like you were well disciplined and loved.
We were, we all grew up knowing that we were loved, that we were cherished. And the only person who strayed from that, unfortunately, was me. I had a wild streak in me, and it came out. But just as the Bible says, raise a child up in the way that he should go, and when he's older, he won't depart from those ways. That's not saying that you won't stray, as in my case. It's simply saying that your upbringing is a hook in your heart and soul. And in the midst of my being stupid and wild, I got a tug, and I couldn't resist it. And I came back to what my mother taught me.
God.
Yes.
Yeah.
God, family, and hard work.
So that's not a bad combination.
No, it's not. It's a great combination.
Yes, it is.
If you work hard, you reap the rewards of your work, and you're satisfied at the end of the day because you know you've done what you had to do. If you love and adhere to your family, you'll never be alone. And God is going to order your footsteps. And when you get tired, that's when he'll pick you up and carry you.
That's right. That's right. That is so true. That is so true. So you weren't able to go to your family reunion. Really, I'm sorry to hear that. So I'm just curious. I have 17 brothers and sisters, but we're not all close. My dad married, and then he divorced, and he had like maybe nine or ten kids. He didn't marry my mom, so it's all that in there. On my side, but I have 17 brothers and sisters between my father and my mother, and then there's my stepfather. He had two before he married mom. So you're talking like 17, 18 people, that don't really know each other. I think it would be nice if we had a family reunion so we could find out who we all are, because there's 17 of us, and I know all my brothers and sisters, but I couldn't tell you who all my nephews and nieces are and who their children are. We weren't all raised in the same household. The devil can get busy. You know what I'm saying?
Yes, he can. And he will.
Yeah. Yeah. He can destroy a family if his family isn't strong than God. Satan can. But, I think it's great that you all grew up in the same home, because I didn't. I didn't grow up in the same home with all my brothers and sisters. So I'm closer to the brothers and sisters on my mom's side. Not as close to my father's brothers and sisters. Three or four of them in particular that I'm real close to on my mom's side. Because my mom had six, my dad divorced. Mom had eight children, six were living. And my dad had four children in his marriage, and then he had like six more, and then it was my stepfather. So you know what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, it's a lot of us. I think it's wonderful that you all were able to grow up in the same household and the same family and to know each other like that, even though you were next to the baby. That's wonderful. That's a blessing. It really
is.
Because everybody doesn't grow up in the same household with their brothers and sisters. So you are truly blessed.
Yes.
So when are the brothers and sisters going to have a family reunion again?
It's
we have
a reunion every year, and there's another one coming up.
Okay. All right. Well, I thank you for calling in. You didn't have to call in. I'm sorry about the confusion and the mix-ups about last night. I meant this morning for the interview. Say your name again.
My name is Ulysses Peoples.
And your family, your parents, because they sound wonderful.
They were wonderful.
Yeah. Would you like to say their names again?
Maria and Roberto.
Maria and Roberto. Oh, okay. Okay. So, do you have pictures of your parents?
Yes, I do.
Oh, that's wonderful. That's wonderful. So, you all shunned the spotlight. Have you ever asked to be interviewed or go on a TV show or anything? Or are you just low?
No, I don't.
No. So you all usually don't tell people that you come from such a large family.
Most of us are.
You're very proud of it. Okay, Alyssa.
Yes.
People. All right. So I just think it's a wonderful thing. I'm going to say this again. I'm not trying to be redundant, but to me, having as many brothers and sisters as I have and not seeing them often even growing up, in the same town, and within 25, 30 minutes or others not in the same town and county, I think it is beautiful that you all grew up in the same under the same rooftop with the same parents. It's not under the same rooftop, they're with the same parents. Because when you have children scattered like that in this direction and that direction, it's not good. Not good, but of course we're all older now. But I remember what it was like having all these brothers and sisters and not really knowing them, and having mothers and fathers who didn't really get along. It was something else, you know. If you count my stepfather's two kids, my mama's first husband, it's more than that. It's like 18 or 19, but they're not blood related, you know. But I can count them. They're 19. Yeah. Wow. Wow, yeah, wow is right. But you're blessed. You're blessed to have had great parents. And I have a great mother, too. But I'm not going to say I never wondered about all my brothers. Because I didn't know what my father was doing. He was like a rolling stone. You know, I didn't know where all he was. You know, I didn't really know him. He had went to prison. So, you know, you're blessed. Just remember, you had a blessed beginning and you'll have a blessed ending.
Thank you.
All right. So I'm going to end the interview. I wish you the best, and I hope you all decide to do some more interviews. I hope you end up on Jet, because this is the first. Is this the first interview any of you ever gave?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Well, I'm going to send you a copy, okay?
All right. Thank you.
All right. Thank you.
Have a good day.